every community has an issue which an outsider might look at and say, "That? You're fighting about that?" In Gilmanton, that's the year-round library.
And a home that had been sold and transferred owners, a new owner, called me after plowing for them for a couple seasons and says, "I don't any longer need your services."
Don Guarino is a local contractor and a selectman. He is skeptical of public funding for the library.
I said, "Was it the way that I was plowing the driveway?" And he says, "No, it's your position on the library."
I'll tell you my story.
Okay.
Chris Schlegel is the current president of the Year-Round Library Association. Schlegel had someone plow down one of her "Vote Yes on the Library" signs.
And it was buried in a huge pile of snow, and it was perfect snowman snow. So I went back out and got another sign and built a snowman, put the sign back up, and we actually ended up taking a picture of it, which ended up on the social media. So
Guarino and Schlegel met me last week, together in the eye of the storm, the library, to talk to me about the library funding question.
Chris, I want you to know that I didn't plow any of your signs down or take any of them.
The Year-Round Library is a private nonprofit, but is open to the public. It's in a gorgeous, refurbished timber frame barn, two stories tall with rough-hewn beams surrounded by a modern shell. It was built through private fundraising, and fundraising helps pay operating costs, too. But since it opened in 2009, it has come back to the town every year for funding to help keep it open. This year, that ask is just shy of $46,000. To understand how a library can be the most controversial issue in town, you have to understand its history. Many people in town, even those who donated to the group that built the library, thought it was never going to need town money. Schlegel says the library board did tell selectmen they might have to make a request, and she showed me some documentation, minutes of a select board meeting where a library representative gave an update.
You know, we do have some notes from 2006. One of the representatives said that she would not be ashamed to go to the town for operating funds at that point.
So I don't doubt that at all. I think it's the perception previously to that. And so I have something too.
Guarino pulls out a Year-Round Library fundraising brochure back from before it was built. There's one section underlined.
It's so difficult. The light's so hard in here. You know, because the lamps are so...
I can read it if you want.
Well, sure. I want you to read it.
So I'll record myself here. Plan for an endowment of $225,000 to support the operation of the library. But that's the nugget.
There it is.
During the fundraising campaign, many thought the pitch was for a library that would be supported by an endowment. This year, the library's ask would be about 1.3% of the town's overall spending and would cost taxpayers a bit more than $10 per $100,000 of property value. That covers 60% of the library's $76,000 budget. Those numbers and that history continues to divide the town. And let me be clear about where I fit into this. I grew up in Gilmanton, and my parents have a pro-library sign in their yard. But I'm a reporter, and my job is not to advocate for one side or the other. One former chair of the library board was the parent of two classmates, and another was my middle school science teacher. But Don Guarino also helped build an addition my parents put on their house, and I coached his daughter on the ski team. While you see "Vote Yes" library signs all through the town, you also can't swing a cat at any gathering in Gilmanton without hitting friends who think the library doesn't need town money. Last year, in a town of 3,800 people, funding passed by 17 votes. And the year before, it didn't pass.
And it's really hard when you're seeing we have 1,600 cardholders. We know that it's about half of the town. The other half is saying no.
I think one thing, too, is I think there's kind of a philosophical difference between the folks that support taxpayer funding and those who don't.
Yeah.
And I think a big part of that is that I personally see a library in much the same vein as I would see a school in a community. I consider it essential.
There are two other libraries that get a few thousand dollars of town funding, though they're just a few small rooms and closed for part of the year. And there's also the school library. So many residents say the town has libraries, and this one should support itself. I asked these two for predictions for the day of the vote.
It's within 16 in either direction. It's so close. It's within, it was 16, right?
17 votes last year.
17 affirmative. It could be 17 the opposite way. I will have no idea which way it's going to go.
The one thing I would like to say is, no matter which way it goes, whether people approve funding or not, I think the conversation needs to continue.
That conversation is already underway, between these two at least. For instance, Guarino floated the idea of merging the school library and the year-round library. If the library doesn't get funding, it will have to subsist on fundraising alone as it did in 2013. No matter how the vote goes, when I go home to visit, I expect to be hearing about the library for some time to come. In small towns, people have long memories. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.